And welcome to our show, Geeks Wired Podcast, where we talk about video games, movies, TV, comic books, technology, and TLDR, the Internet of Things. And I am your host, Bill, and this week I also have Anthony.
Hi.
Anna.
Hello.
And Sarah.
Hello.
And you also can reach out to us by contacting us at geeksrewired@gmail.com or calling or texting us at 801-896-4335, which also spells geek for the last four. And you can go to our Patreon page at patreon.com/geeksrewired to help support us, get the podcast early, and help us pay for our bills, and also chat with us on Discord. So, also, we are working towards a live recording. And
we
haven't told you guys that one yet. So, surprise!
Why are we doing that?
So, it's going to be an audio recording. So it's
oh,
gonna be
I
like
thought
a
you meant
radio.
Like visual. I'm like, I'll dress up a little blue.
Yeah, be a lot of fun. Which, when I, and also with live, we will have a live call-in number.
Nice.
Listeners could actually call in. Thanks to the podcast host. They're actually working on something, and we're working towards that as well. I'm going to get at least one to see what listeners think. Yeah, have at least a good call-in episode.
Sounds nice. Fun.
Yeah.
We should have people on the show then.
They will be. They'll call in.
What if nobody called?
Well, then we...
One of us would walk out of the room and call in.
Why not? Hi, I'm Bill. I'd like to call in. Talk to all the hosts.
Hello, Bill.
But as we get closer to that, I'll really give out all the details. But we'll talk about all the other fun technologies and things. Like Philips Hue. You know how you can transfer everything through wireless or your Bluetooth and all that?
I don't know why there needs to be a light that can beam data at 250 megabytes a second.
Because we need different frequencies to broadcast different things. And apparently that's the speed of light.
It is?
No, I don't know.
What?
I don't think it's a light beam.
I know.
I think it's just a light that can transmit at 250 megabytes a second.
It has a lo-fi light.
So oh, it is using light waves.
Yeah. So
Li-Fi, not Wi-Fi.
So that
Li-Fi.
Has to be line of sight, though.
Correct. Absolutely.
Which is a downside.
And I feel like this is going to cause cancer.
I mean...
Everything causes cancer.
More cancer.
Yeah, fair enough.
Well, the lights are there already, you know, throughout the... So I bet if you put, like, a lamp or, you know,
yeah,
covers over
this is
light.
Not your normal light. This is Li-Fi.
Mm-hmm.
What is Li-Fi? Is it like a... Low energy light, like ultralight, or not ultralight, infrared, where it's like low frequency, or?
It uses light. It
uses Li-Fi light rather than radio signals to transmit data.
It doesn't tell the frequency, okay.
Yeah. But it does have two-way communication.
Ooh.
I'm sure you have to get their... So instead of you having a router hub, now you have to get Philips Hue bulbs and have their hub system to provide internet to it, so it can provide internet to its light bulbs, so the light bulbs can provide internet to whatever takes Li-Fi, because obviously
yeah,
nothing
have to
takes
get
Li-Fi.
A device like a USB or something that adapts.
I don't understand the need for this.
That's probably what they were saying when Blu-rays came out too, though. Like, when any new technology comes out,
but
no
yeah,
one understands
HDD,
it.
HD DVDs were far superior, obviously. I'm kidding.
Come on. Obviously. They literally said this when, you know, letters came around.
Why
would you want to write a letter and send it across to somebody else?
But just the fact that, like, it's trying to, like, is it trying to replace Wi-Fi?
I don't think it's trying to replace
it's
any of
like,
the... It's an addition.
I know, but, like, just the thing that it has to be line of sight just seems... Like, that would reduce its use cases by a lot.
But if they are transmitting between... So they could be rebroadcasters. Because there's lights in so many places.
Yeah. But they also have a lot of light pollution already.
Yeah.
Why add more?
You don't need to add it. You just replace it.
No, it would still be light pollution of some sort.
Well, they can use it in hospitals. It's like, because there's machines that are sensitive to radio frequency, so they can use it in hospitals.
That was a good idea.
I could see that. But I think they normally would do wired for that anyways, but this would give them a wireless option.
Especially in older hospitals.
But again, has to be line of sight.
Yeah, if it was like in a shadow or whatever, it wouldn't work.
Like, I'm just thinking of like...
Yeah. You, the shadow.
If you had... If you had a Wi-Fi thing on your light fixture in your room right now, Bill.
Yes.
And if you just like it's on your phone, right?
Yeah.
You turn to where your back is to the light, it's gone. You can't do anything now.
You put your phone in the dark side of the...
Yes. Though it would probably bounce off the wall, but that's a whole nother thing.
That's how you get sunburns during winter.
It's with your Wi-Fi?
No, the sun bounces off the snow.
Oh.
It reflects it.
That's how you get snow blindness. You can literally go blind looking at snow on a sunny day. It's great.
I often look at snow on a sunny day.
To make you feel better. It's not taking off very quickly.
Well, it's been around for a little bit.
It's whatever, but I was just like, I just want to know some solid use cases for this.
Places that have to worry about signals.
It's still a signal.
It's a different signal, but it's a signal also exists that may... So also having the option for multiple signals or different bands or anything like that, so things won't affect each other. It's one of the reasons why I'm not a fan of Zigbee.
Why?
It's 2.4. It's the same bandwidth as your as most Wi-Fi routers. Well, all Wi-Fi routers use them.
Wi-Fi.
Yes.
I kind of want to see an image of this, like where it would go into the light fixture. It says that it goes into the existing light fixture itself. But it doesn't really show like an example of that.
They want to keep it secret. They don't want you to dig too deeply.
That no one's going to want
it. Yeah. That's probably why it's not taking off.
I'm reading an article that says that it could replace Wi-Fi within the next 10 years.
Well, we got 10 years.
You'll be really old by then, Bill.
I'm already really old.
You'll be way older.
I don't see how it could do that, but I'm okay with being proved wrong.
Beaming internet is 1,000 times faster than on Wi-Fi. That's what this article says. So if it's faster.
Well, except for, isn't 5G 250 or upwards?
Oh.
I can see 5G, or not 5G. I mean 5G, 5 gigahertz. Not 5G, the phones that are the new system coming out for phones, but talking about the 5 gigahertz bandwidth that routers use. Instead of the 2.4.
Oh, that 5G.
Yeah, I was like, I should reword these. That's the sucky thing.
You can
thing.
Get high, like, with AC. Actually, not AC. I think they even have, like, it's AN now or something like
AX.
That. AX.
Mm-hmm. Or also known as Wi-Fi 6. They stopped giving them letters because they're, you know, IEEE 10.2.5 I or whatever.
Yeah, this is USB all over again. We're not getting into this.
Yeah. So they started going, so I think it's Wi-Fi 6 is AX.
Have you, so since I brought up that tangent, have you looked at the USB specifications recently?
No.
They're a mess.
Yay!
Well, go look it up while we talk about this other thing. I think with the Li-Fi, though, that's what they called this, right, Li-Fi?
Yes.
I think you'd get a lot of interference with, so if you were in a really bright building or room, I think you'd get a lot of interference still, just from the light frequencies.
Well, it says that...
Especially like these fluorescent lights, they put off a lot of dirty light frequencies. So,
like specifically, they could be used in airlines, undersea exploration, operation theaters, and in hospitals.
Anthony, this is for you. Is this what you're talking about?
No, I'm not.
I just need to go dig up. Okay, continue.
I don't know.
Are you talking about data transfer speed?
Like yeah, that's the, one thing, but...
Or the frequency of operation. Like yeah. Two, it says, just so Wi-Fi, 2.4 gigs, 4.9 and 5. The frequency of operation for Li-Fi is 10,000 times the frequency spectrum of the radio. I don't know if that gives anyone perspective.
We sidetracked. And everyone's staring at the USB stuff now.
I'm trying to figure this out.
What are you trying to figure out? I got distracted with my reading.
Yeah, I have no clue what you're talking about.
Can you scroll down?
Those are just sizes. There's the speeds up top.
I know. No, I'm not talking about the speeds. I'm talking about the specific...
The shapes?
Specifications. No, not necessarily the shape. It doesn't matter.
Like this?
Maybe.
Just pass it around.
No, this wasn't it, but this is interesting.
What is it?
This is a feature comparison. Li-Fi versus Wi-Fi. Versus lo-fi.
Okay.
There's no lo-fi here. I'm just kidding.
No, that's on record.
Lo-fi is a type of... No, right now it's kind of a type of music genre.
Yeah.
Like, just go to YouTube real quick.
Oh. Well, just continue on. Kay. Explain to me and the listeners.
Well, yeah, just go to YouTube real quick. Just look up lo-fi and then I'll explain it at the same time.
Well, explain what you're looking at.
What I'm looking at is lo-fi versus Wi-Fi. Sorry, Li-Fi versus Wi-Fi. And, yeah, it says the Li-Fi can get about 1 gigabyte per second. And Wi-Fi can get between 11N offers 150 megabytes. And you can get about 1 to 2 gigabytes per second if you're using the WGIG or Giga/IR. Whatever that means.
I have one of those, thankfully.
Do you?
No. Not at all. Oh, shoot.
No, I said YouTube, not Google.
Oh, I was just like, what is lo-fi?
Lo-fi is just
low fidelity.
Low quality audio production.
Oh.
Just go YouTube. Just YouTube lo-fi, please.
Just YouTube lo-fi?
Yeah, YouTube lo-fi.
YouTube sci-fi.
No, it's not the same thing.
Yeah, so if I do that and...
So essentially, it's not replacing Wi-Fi. It's just a companion to Wi-Fi.
Competing standard. Which, honestly, we could probably use some of that. Competition. Lo-fi.
What? See,
lots of lo-fi stuff.
Yeah.
And it's actually a thing that's, like, streamed, live-streamed on YouTube a lot.
That's what happens with music.
Well, I mean, just this kind of music in particular, there's a ton of it.
It's very anime.
Yeah, they usually throw it, like, because that stuff tends to get clicks. So people click
anime
on
pictures
it.
Get more clicks?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Good to know.
No, don't make this podcast anime.
I'll draw each one of us as an anime character.
Okay, you can do that. I'll allow that.
All right.
But yeah, lo-fi is just, it's just a type of music. It's, like, just low fidelity. Usually has a little bit of crackling in it. There's also, I think, there's an album called Zelda and Chill, which is just Zelda music, but in, like, lo-fi style. I think it's pretty cool, too.
Nice. Maybe I'll have to listen to it.
I think I've linked it to you before.
Maybe you have.
I've heard it because Anthony sent it to me.
I probably did then.
Yeah, it's a good album.
Sorry.
All right.
Sorry.
So Xbox Live and Microsoft accounts will soon be closed after 2 years of inactivity. I thought they were already doing this.
But yeah, they started it.
No, I mean, I thought they've done this for years.
No, they have not.
They've at least marked them as inactive because my Hotmail account used to have like 20,000 emails. I didn't log into it for 5 years, and I logged into it again. It reset the email.
But you were able to log into it.
I was able to log into it.
This is actually
killing
me. But
that's essentially a soft delete to me.
Yes. That's crazy, because Discord, if you, like, are inactive on your account, you, like, discontinue it, they close it, like, after 14 days.
Wow.
Yeah, 14 days.
I swear I've been off Discord longer than that.
No, so, like, I mean, like, you, like, close it, like, you...
Deactivate it
or whatever. After 14 days, they, like, it's gone.
Oh, no, this isn't you decided to close your Microsoft account. This is you haven't logged into your Microsoft account for 2 years.
Oh.
And they go, well, you're inactive, and they will delete it unless you have money on your account. So, like, if you had an Xbox account that you set up, and you decide to put money, load it up with money for games, yeah. It's like,
Then they couldn't close it.
Mm, they won't close it.
So, like, if you have stuff that you've downloaded, but you just haven't been on for 2 years because you, like, went on a mission or something.
or something.
I don't know. Something that's 2 years.
Make somebody log in for you? Nah.
Then they'll just delete it.
That is a good point. Like, if you've bought stuff, like she said, I don't know.
They didn't say anything about that. They just talked about if there was money on the account.
But, I mean, if you bought stuff, you have money on the account.
Technically. Or you have Microsoft,
they, like a month or two ago, they closed down their ebook store, and if you bought anything on there, it was just gone. So they may not care.
So, actually, that's something else. Along with, like, what Google's doing with their all games online type of thing. Mm-hmm. I have a new complaint about this idea of where we're going towards, mostly because I've been playing around with Google, because I had my Google Play library,
yeah,
especially where they stopped letting artists upload to it.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's the YouTube music library that mm-hmm. you have. So my Google Play library, I have purchased songs, they're there, I've made my playlist, and then because I'm a subscriber, I now have the unlimited access to the Google Play music,
yes,
as long as it was uploaded before their shutoff date. But though that music stays, these artists uploaded it, and they're getting money for me listening to their songs and putting it in my playlist. YouTube music, on the other hand, I put these songs into my playlist. They are not guaranteed to stay there.
Yeah,
I actually have gone back to playlists, and I've had to re-add songs, even from the same artist, because artists will actually shift to like a different location or like re-upload the song under just something else.
Mm-hmm.
You know, different album cover, different video, whatever. And it kills my playlist, and I have to either go at it. It also sucks if you have a playlist that has songs and they turn them private.
They either get turned private, or like if it was a remix or something that you added to a playlist,
mm-hmm.
and it gets demonetized or whatever, it gets a copyright strike. They show up in the list, but they're like, this video has been removed by the user, even though I'm pretty sure it's never removed by the user.
Yeah, and if they go private, what also sucks is that you have a large list and you like to listen to it, especially just run it through.
Mm-hmm.
You just listen to your songs. You don't always know exactly what's in your playlist.
Yeah.
And you go back to it like, what was that song? I know I liked it. I have no clue what it was now. That sucks.
Like, I have a playlist on YouTube that I made called Rickety Wrecked or something like that.
Yeah.
Which is just a playlist of a bunch of
the Rick
and Morty stuff.
Yeah.
I'm trying to figure out if that's me making the buzz.
So back to the Microsoft account.
Yes.
Stuff. So if you have any sort of subscription that's linked to it, then that's going to keep you active.
Okay.
So if you have like an Xbox Live or Microsoft Office or something that's an annual subscription, it doesn't close it. So that can, you don't have to be signing in.
So along with that, you also can extend it for 3 years easily and cheaply. That's something else that I forgot that just happened. If you go out and you buy either gift cards or load up somehow through Xbox Gold or Game Pass, so you pay this lower price, this $10 or $15 a month for up to 3 years, and then you turn around and do the dollar upgrade to their new Xbox Premium
mm-hmm.
thing, which gives you Xbox Gold and Game Pass, which is normally $25, it's the $10 and $15 together. What happens is now you paid, especially if you did the Game Pass one, you paid the $10 for the 3 years, and then you pay an extra dollar, and suddenly that $15 upgrade for all 3 of those years is just waived. You are now permanently upgraded to that other one for 3 years. So you actually save quite a bit of money. And neat. Microsoft's actually saying to do that.
Oh, they're like...
Yeah, they're publicly saying, do this. That's cool. I'm wondering if this also... Because once you upgrade, you're kind of... in that plan.
Oh, so
now
then they're like making more money in the long run.
Yeah.
Interesting.
But, and also they're technically making more money right now, because if somebody's willing to, instead of go with this year by year or month by month, go out and buy 3 years worth, technically a lot more money now that they can invest.
Invest, yeah.
Back to the playlist thing.
Sorry.
No, it's just bouncing around. It's all right.
No, it's good. Just that playlist I was talking about. It has 12 songs on it. 6 of them I can't play anymore.
Oh.
But I do know what they are. They just... have an exclamation point. But it's just annoying because like, I don't think I'll be able to find those songs again.
I've been surprisingly able to find other songs, but they may have also been from the original artist or from the original album.
To be fair, what this is they took like clips or songs from the original show, Rick and Morty,
yeah,
and then added stuff to it. Like, there's one called I'm Mr. Meeseeks, which is just a song of the I'm Mr. Meeseeks character. That one got taken down.
You just listened to that?
Yeah. Actually, if it's the one I'm thinking of, it is awesome. I think we've had it on the podcast before.
Oh, have we? Must have been before I got on there.
I'm Mr. Meeseeks, look at me. I'm Mr. Meeseeks.
Yeah, it is.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yes, definitely want to listen to that.
I can probably find it for you. It
I'll
is
listen.
Actually
it.
Awesome.
We could do that now.
Maybe I put a link in the show notes.
Well, we could do that now.
Do it.
We
can't? Edit any magic. No, just like listen to it.
Oh, okay. But we also got to throw in the show notes.
Yeah, we do.
Yes.
That was fun. Think?
That was a good time.
All right. It'll be in the show notes. The sort of thing.
I kind of want to hear about the Apple Watch ECG versus the hospital one. Because I don't know anything about that.
You don't?
Like, I know it exists, but I don't know that. Were the results good or bad?
Good.
Yes.
Okay, good. Because I bet the results that he was expecting, or she, or it.
The
or
industry?
Them.
The testers.
Was that it would be bad?
They basically have the same early detection that the EKG has, right?
Correct. So, the Apple Watches are actually really, really good.
Really good health devices?
Yes. Yeah. Apple mm-hmm. gets to hold your information.
Anthony, don't you have an Apple Watch?
Yeah.
Do you have the right ones?
I only have the three.
Okay.
I have the one that came out in November or something, or October, whenever it came out.
Of last year?
Yeah.
Oh, then you might have the new one.
Is that the four?
I just know it was really expensive, and I was mad at my husband for buying it.
But yours might have that.
It's probably the four.
I think I do have it.
It's only the Apple Watch Series 4.
Yeah. The 3 doesn't have it. I bought mine before it came out.
Oh, yeah, I'm doing it right now.
Yay.
Hold your finger on the crown.
Oh, it does it that way, huh?
I'm doing it as we
podcast.
As we podcast, I'm taking my ECG.
So you can find out if you have any heart palpitations.
I've done it before.
Fitbit's trying to find ways, because they have oxygen sensors in the Versa. And
really?
Yeah, they do. They haven't turned them on. A lot of people are actually kind of either going, you're lying to us, or you should fix that.
Yeah, why would they put it? I wonder why they don't have it on.
Because they even advertise this. It exists.
Maybe they did that, and then they had a lot of problems, so they pulled the support before they released it.
Advertised it.
And maybe they were thinking they were going to fix it before. I don't know. Fitbit's having a lot of problems right now.
Yeah, they're actually very much...
Like, I bought some stock from them, hoping that they... Because they used to have, like, $25 stocks.
Now they have 25-cent stock?
No, it's like... I think it's still around 5.
Oh, okay.
Like, I bought it when it was around 5, and I was hoping... Because they were going to release some new devices, I was hoping it would skyrocket. And I think it got to 8.
Yeah.
And then it went back down.
Well, it's better than your MoviePass stock.
Yeah, that doesn't exist. I it doesn't exist.
It exists.
Yep. It doesn't, though.
You have, like... 20 half penny stocks now.
Yeah.
Hey, good news though.
Yeah.
No heart palpitations?
Yeah, so it says no signs of atrial fibrillation.
Yay.
And my beats per minute is 69.
Nice.
Ooh.
So my birthday's coming up in like 3 weeks, but I was asking Ted for a watch.
Oh, I thought you were
well.
Asking us for one.
And so.
But you don't have an Apple device.
Yeah, you have to have an iPhone.
You need to have an iPhone.
Well, as far as like Fitbit or anything, like,
oh.
is there any suggestions that you guys have?
I enjoy my Fitbit. I am slightly starting to worry about the industry. Like, I'm thinking that when this one finally dies, I'm probably going to end up have to go with another company. I have liked my Fitbit. I've liked the community behind it. I've heard some good things about Garmin's, though.
Mm-hmm.
If you are an iPhone person, though, I recommend the Apple Watch above and beyond everybody else's.
You can always get both.
You can be like Anthony.
Anthony's wearing one on each wrist.
Yeah.
Fitbit on one, iWatch on the other.
Do you have a preference between the two? Or is
I only have this for competitions.
Yeah, I prefer my iWatch over my Fitbit that I had. But.
And because when I put it on the charger and then I put it back on, it's like... It produces funny messages that I enjoy reading.
The error codes?
No, like when you, like if you
that's what I usually get.
You get the error.
Fair enough. But whenever you like take it off the charger, it's like, oh, I needed that, or take me for a walk or something like that.
That's cute.
Just funny. Like, it's, and then I have the tagline be like, sir, or something like that. So it's like, let's go for a walk, sir, or something. That's fun.
I do miss, like, competing with you guys, though. I mean, I know you always beat me, but the only person I can compete with really is Anthony. With my
watch. Oh, Anthony. Yeah. You're actually doing well this week.
This week?
Yeah.
I'm doing well this week, too, but we're not competing.
Well,
are the bands a bit better on the Apple ones over...
Yeah, they're interchangeable. You can change them out.
Well, it depends on... Because the Fitbits, some of the Fitbits are as well. You can change them out.
Yeah, I had the Blaze Fitbit, and I liked that one a lot.
So on my Fitbit, I don't remember which one it is, but this one, the bands are interchangeable too, and I've had to replace them twice.
I know the charges, you weren't able to. That. And that was the problem because the glue came undone. Yeah.
Charge and Charge HR.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the ones that, like, they seem to kind of fall apart after a little while.
Yeah.
And then it's just been hard to kind of keep it. The one that Sarah gave me to use, the latch wasn't very good on it. I think that's why I ended up losing it.
Oh.
And I'm not exactly sure. I looked all over the place, could not find it.
That's sad. Yeah, I gave my Blaze to my sister. She
I have the Charge 2. The Charge 3 is waterproof.
So is the Versa.
This is water resistant.
That's why
I have. I mean, okay,
they're all
they
water resistant.
They say water resistant. Mine is water resistant up to, I think, 15 meters. Which,
what does that mean?
That means I can go on a small dive, fairly deep, and it's at the pressure of the
deep
watch.
Deep enough to where if you come up too fast, you'd get the bends.
Yeah, yeah, deep enough that I would have problems if I ended up messing this up.
Well, because I went swimming with my daughter, and it's. I was reading to see if it was safe, and then I was too scared, so I just took it off.
No, it's safe, and they even have, like, a... You can put it on, like, water lock mode, and all that does is it just stops producing noise so that it doesn't damage the speaker. And then afterwards, like...
There's that thing that you can click or whatever, and it shoots the water out.
Yeah, it basically just produces a tone which will vibrate the water off the speaker. Yeah.
I was Googling it, trying to figure out if I could do it or not, and then I was like, I don't want to be one of those people that puts my... watch in the microwave, you know, like they're like, you can fix your phone by putting it in the microwave. So I'm like,
no,
I'm just not gonna
do
it at
fix,
all.
It's not just fix, it's charge.
Yeah.
So to be fair though, some of those are like real, like the Xbox 360, they used to get the red ring of death a lot. A fix for that was wrapping it in a towel, and it worked.
I've also fixed that, I was putting it in the oven.
Yes, that's this stuff works. It's just
that you, really worked by putting it in the oven?
Because what it did is it heated up the...
Because the solder would break. It was very bad solder.
Yeah, so it would heat up the solder, and it would allow reconnection. But you had to be, you had to know exactly what you were doing. You had to be cautious enough. Otherwise, you will catch
melt
your,
it.
Yeah, you melt it, catch it on fire, do something else stupid.
Yeah, I didn't
So, like,
take it
most of the time, you don't want to take that stuff seriously, but it, stuff like that
I
should have
called
worked.
One of you guys. I was so nervous, and then I just didn't do it.
I don't care, mine. Like, they're water resistant enough. Like,
yeah.
Unless you drop it in, like, a lake that's 30 feet deep, it's probably fine.
So taking it to a splash pad should be fine.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Okay, I mean, cool. I'd even take this. As long as you don't, like, get it full-on submerged, you're probably fine.
I take mine to the hot springs and I wear it, just like I would, like, old-style watches.
I didn't do that just because I was worried about the corrosion factor.
Yeah, it does.
Especially where mine has an exposed speaker and
yours
doesn't.
I might want to find another one, because, like, Ted wanted a version of the Fitbit that he was able to swim with, and it was able to count his laps, but it actually doesn't have, like, a face on it to kind of indicate, like...
As those dots.
The Charge
the
3,
steps,
I think, would do that, though.
So is the Versa.
And the Versa, yeah.
And the Versa Lite.
Those actually count laps as well as, like...
What do you mean by... Well,
yes.
I don't know.
Walking.
Yes, you set up a... On the Versa, you set up the... You know, that is the activity you're doing.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm. It also, even though I don't see it anywhere, it has GPS. I can leave my phone. It will yell at me a bit, going like, I've lost service.
Yeah.
But it will, when you come back, it will have tracked your
And the new ones path. Now, like the one that Ted had, it doesn't do stairs. These new ones do stairs because they have the barometer sensor.
Mm-hmm.
His didn't have that. So if you care about
that. What did he have?
It was that.
Like a really old one?
I can't remember what
actually
version.
What's really funny is some of the older Fitbits are actually some of the, like, it was the Fitbit One. It was a little, it kind of looked like the Charge almost, but it didn't have a band. It was one of those clip ones, but it was a rechargeable one. Mm-hmm. That sent those through washers and dryers like 5 times. Easy.
And
totally
it was still
fine.
Good.
They didn't say they were waterproof. They were waterproof. They counted floors. They were the most amazing one. And they were like $50.
Nice.
His was the Flex. He had the Flex too.
Yeah, I think you're right. It's the Flex.
I have a list of devices here.
It had 4 lights on it, so you can put in whatever your goal is for.
Which I liked that. Like,
so that came after the Charge.
Yeah.
And
like, it's a fairly new one.
And it doesn't count steps? Or
no, it's
stairs,
because,
I mean?
Like, it's a little tiny thing. Like, the device is, like, this big. It's tiny.
It is really small.
And the band, like, it actually pops out of the band, and the band is basically a bracelet.
It is an insert, so if you wanted to, like, take it out and charge it, you can mm-hmm. remove it, charge it, put it back in, and then you can swim.
Which, if I were to buy one now, I'd probably buy something like that. Just because I don't need the full-on features that this has. And having something smaller would be nice.
What did I give you, a Charge? So did a Charge come out after that?
There's a Charge HR.
It was either a Charge or a Charge HR.
Because I had a Charge HR. The bands on that were terrible. They
that
broke.
That might have been what it was. It was mm-hmm. a Charge HR. I can't remember.
It was slightly different than the Charge HR I had previously. Because the one that I had previously actually did have the band go into kind of a little clip thing. That
oh, instead of just... Oh, you know, yeah, yeah. The HR had the clip, like a regular watch, but the
regular
one was
watch.
Just like a weird There's, little like
yeah there was just like a
circle
little
thing.
So I also forgot, would you want a smart watch or do you want a pedometer with smart features?
I would want a pedometer
with smart features,
I think,
because that's why I think features. You know, the Garmin and the Fitbit are, they are not smart watches like the Apple, but that also with that they are smart watches. They have to be charged, like, what, every day and a half?
The smartwatches?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mine could
I have
last
to charge
2 days.
Every night. I have to charge mine every night.
Mine.
One thing, too, that I don't like about the iWatch is it doesn't track my sleep. Like, with my Fitbit, I wear all the time.
You can get
third-party
apps
that I know,
do that.
But...
And if you're going to charge it
but if
at
I don't,
night...
Yeah,
it
if
is
I don't
annoying.
Charge it, then I...
I've heard people charge it while they're in the shower. You
that's
know,
what I
it
do.
It is enough time for it to charge.
It's
that's
almost
like
enough time. Like, it depends on how long your showers are, but for
yeah.
me... It will slowly, slowly get lower over time,
mm-hmm.
and then I just put it on the charger for like 2 hours before I go to bed one time, and then I put it back on.
And that's why I like about the pedometer, like Fitbit.
Yeah.
I have a week. I get 7 days out of it regularly.
I loved that, and I loved that it tracked my sleep, because I'm always mm-hmm. so tired, and then I can actually prove like, oh, I only had 3 hours of sleep last night. With my iWatch, I'm just like, I think I'm tired, but
I have
I'm not
a,
sure why.
A suite of apps from like... It's like I have an auto heart, auto wake, and auto sleep. Auto wake is nice because it will, like, you set a time that you want to get up, mm-hmm. and then within like 20 or 30 minutes of that time frame, it tries to pick the best time. Like, it looks at your heart rate and stuff, and then if it's starting to rise, it'll wake you up then, so it's not like a jarring wake up.
Oh.
And then the auto sleep just tracks the sleep, and then auto heart tracks your heart rate.
Do you have a Samsung?
A Samsung? Yeah.
Yeah.
I do have a Samsung.
You could get that.
The Galaxy Watch.
I'll have to look into that.
It is it is quite expensive.
What
it's 200, that's not that bad.
What I'm looking for is yeah. being able to track my walking, track my heart rate, and track probably like sleeping. But
then
as
you
far
probably
as,
just want a Fitbit.
As far as anything else, like I don't really need any like messaging or any
fossils
other
are pretty
items
good though too
that notify me.
The fossil watches are pretty good.
Yeah, I
Google.
Use mine at work a lot for like when I'm
going
to meetings
and things. So I just noticed that if I don't have my cell phone with me, then I don't know what time it is, especially if they don't have a clock in a room.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm like, when does this meeting end? Or when,
what time is it?
Yeah,
exactly. What time is it?
The Charge 3 is $150 right now.
They always go cheap. The Xiaomi. Xiaomi Mi Band 3.
Get a Misfit.
A Misfit?
I had... Someone gave me that for Christmas to track my sleep, but I need to get a replacement battery, and I just haven't done it yet.
I've never heard of that.
It's a pedometer / track your sleep.
Huh. Well, they also have smartwatches, too. No.
Who does?
Misfit.
Oh.
See that one on the very right?
Mm-hmm.
That mine kind of looked like that, except it was a girl version because it had a crystal on it. It was cute.
Oh,
I mean, I still have it. I just need the battery. But it's 30 bucks. I was going to
say, what makes it a girl version?
There's just little dots on it.
Yeah, but like the little red dots on uh-huh. there is a clock, and you just tap it, and then it like blinks for what time it is. I just need to get a battery to replace it.
I don't know if I'd like that. That's cool, but I don't know if I'd like that. But it is...
It's minimalism.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
It's cute. I liked
it. Minimalism is nice. Oh. Yeah, Fitbit, or you could try this, or... Like, do you want to be able to compete with people? Like,
yeah.
Did you like that part?
Do you want to, at least...
that was fun.
Yeah, a lot
Fitbit
of people
for sure, then.
Yeah.
They have a good social...
Because you can get cheaper Fitbits, ones that... Like, there's a one like this, I think it's called the Alta, which is basically a charge, but it's slimmer. Like, it's, like, half the size, like, width.
When you say charge, is it the charge or the charge HR?
No. It's like, this is a charge. Like, this is specifically a charge to the one I have. The Alta is basically exactly like it. It doesn't do stairs, but it does work otherwise. What are you looking at?
Fitbits.
Is that Walmart?
Yes, this is Wally World.
Okay, I was like...
Like, why does this look
this
so
looks
weird?
Like Fitbit, but the URL clearly says Walmart.
Yeah. So the ones that you could easily find. Which one are you talking about?
Mine is the Charge 2, but there's
the
Charge 3.
He was talking about
3.
An Alta.
Yeah, there's an Alta. They may not...
I don't think they sell that anymore unless you find it through, like...
I don't know. We got it. Yeah, I got it last, like, almost a year ago for my brother. That was his birthday present.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
But yeah, charge isn't bad. I like it.
I enjoyed them until the bands fell off. But, you know, I had the ones that the bands were permanently attached.
Well, that was the HR.
Well, and the charge. The original. I had the charge and the charge.
Original charge. Okay. The charge 2 and 3, they're replaceable. Which is cool because there's a lot of third-party people out there and you can get lots of cool different designs.
Yeah, you can get really pretty ones with, like, bedazzled.
That's what I'm worried about, too, is just if the band doesn't stay in place or isn't able to be replaced.
Not yet. I think they have them replaceable on all of them now.
They ran into too many issues with that. And you can buy third-party bands.
But if you do go with this, the bands, the sunscreen seems to eat them. So be careful around that. Just because if you put sunscreen on a lot.
So that's what I'm liking about the Versus band. It's more, it reminds me of like a regular watch band.
It's not like attached weirdly. It's
actually, like I said, it's like a watch band. Because
these ones, they're like.
You like pull this tab.
It's weird. It's like you got plastic against metal, or metal against plastic. And then the glue that they hold these together with just gets degraded by sunscreen and other stuff. These ones have been good, but the one I had before this and the one that it came with came apart really fast.
I do wish that Fitbit would actually, like, make their chargers universal, though.
Yeah, that is annoying.
Because sometimes it doesn't make sense. Like, every Fitbit has
a different charger. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because even, like, the Charge HR and the Charge had different chargers.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's stupid. Like, that is stupid. Like, I get the Versa being different. Like, some of these major changes, but no, not... Like, I'm sure the Versa and the Versa Lite Edition have different chargers, which is stupid.
Mm-hmm. It'd be nice if they went to inductive charging.
Yes.
But I imagine they don't do that for size and price reasons. Because if they put an inductive charger in here, it'd make it a little bit taller. Like, it'd especially make yours taller.
But is mine really that much bigger than, like, your Apple?
No.
Eh, I guess, yeah.
Mine's a little taller.
And mine has the old Pebble that they bought feel
mm-hmm.
and look.
I'm surprised they haven't used the e-ink technology.
Do you remember
at
that
all.
Cell phone called the Pebble?
No, I don't.
Oh my gosh. I wanted that phone so bad in high school.
What does it look like?
A Pebble.
Google.
Google Pebbles?
It was so
is it Pebbles
cute.
And Bam Bam?
It was before like color screens.
Pebble phone. Nope, that is a watch.
I also
saw these ones.
They just look like a little...
A moto.
Like these things?
Yeah, like those things on the screen.
Yeah, but like the one that... Maybe my memory's making it not... Or making
it was
it cooler
when it was... When it, all that
well,
time ago?
Well, this exists too. But that's like a BlackBerry knockoff.
Nice little flip phone.
Yeah, it was this so one? Cute.
Did I know that one?
I don't know. No, it was a flip phone.
Yeah.
It's probably that one. It's probably that one. Oh, it was so cute.
I do miss those.
Yeah,
because
it had the watch on the front.
Oh, like the...
The Motorola.
Like the clock or whatever.
That thing? The one that he's hovering
yes,
over?
Yes, that one.
So those screens are cool in that they're just a normal like LCD screen, but they take off the polarized filter so it inverts the signal. That's cool. Like white on black. I love screens like that.
I really like miss my LG Lotus. It was a flip phone, but it looks like a women's compact. And they came in like red and like purple. But they had
was it like a sidekick kind of?
It's actually a flip phone.
No,
it's a
it
little
wasn't
bit similar to
the sidekick is the one that you flip up, right?
Yeah.
What you were saying with the Pebble, but it does have I believe it had a full keyboard on it.
Oh, it's so cute.
I think it's a QWERTY keyboard.
Yeah.
So it's like a kind of like a Razer, but
yeah. There was another one. There was a phone that had an e-ink display for the key for the keys. What was that called? Versa? That's a car.
That's my watch.
Oh, that's right.
I miss my old phone.
I
had the purple
I could text
one.
So Alta? Fast with my Razer.
Yeah.
Like I was like, grrr, exactly like that.
Like I miss the simpleness of a flip phone. I don't know that I could go back though.
Also, the physical buttons, you could actually like text people without even looking at your phone.
Yeah.
You just know how many times you have to
they
push
make,
the buttons.
They make smartphones like that. BlackBerry has one. BlackBerry still exists.
I was going to say, do they still exist?
I was going to say.
We've looked it
we
up
have,
like a month ago.
But I was going to say, once again, BlackBerry.
Yeah, BlackBerry.
Black.
Yeah.
Was it? They had the Pearl.
Yes.
That one was really popular when I was like a junior in high school.
I really wanted one of those.
It's the BlackBerry though.
So?
I don't need it. I don't need a BlackBerry. I don't want a BlackBerry. They can go away. They're done. Their life is over. Let them die.
No, I actually kind of wanted a... And they made this for iPhone 4s whenever they were getting really popular because physical keyboards are still a thing. They made like a thing that you'd flip over onto it to where it had buttons and it would just press down on the on-screen keyboard. So that would be kind of interesting.
I also could see like you buying those like little add-on things that would slide over modern phones. It's kind of like buying those little trigger things or those buttons to put on phones.
There's also like, for the iPhone 4 as well. There was a case you could get that had a keyboard that would slide down, and it was just a Bluetooth keyboard.
Cute.
And I would have, if I had money, I would have bought one.
I liked the size of the iPhone 4 because it was like perfect for my hand size.
That's where you get pop sockets.
I feel like we've had this conversation before, but when I upgraded, I kept getting a thumb cramp. And I was like, it hurts so bad.
You need to exercise the thumb.
I'm actually thinking about getting thumb a smaller prints. Phone next time. Like, yours is just the normal size one, right? The normal size iPhone?
Maybe. I don't know. It feels big to me.
I don't think it's
we'll
big
compare
enough.
Compare it to this one.
Have we compared our... Mine is taller than yours.
Yours is skinnier, though.
Yeah, mine is skinnier, but it's taller. I admit, I kind of wish it wasn't skinnier. I kind of miss the
It is the
wide.
Smaller one. The
is
bigger
it?
One is the same size as an iPhone, but the entire thing's a screen.
Oh.
Whereas yours, like you have, your screen is bigger, but my phone's actually physically bigger, which
Bill,
I kind
of
don't like.
What phone do you have right now?
The G7 Think or ThinQ.
ThinQ.
It's too small.
Too small. What?
It's too small.
What size is the screen? You know?
I think this is like 5.5 or 6 or 6 something. I think it might be 6. Like I said, it's like, how big is yours? Because I think mine is the same as yours, but it's just thinner and taller.
What, the size of my phone?
Yeah.
I have no idea.
I'm going to go 6. We'll just go with that.
iPhone 8 Plus. Anybody want to look that up?
Yeah, the people can call him.
It was a Samsung Alias.
Oh.
It looked like... This.
What does that look like? Explain to the listeners.
So, basically, it was a flip phone, but it also, like, so it would flip like a normal, like, Razer-style flip phone.
Yeah.
But you could also, like, turn it sideways and flip it the other way.
Uh-oh.
And to accomplish that, they had a keyboard that would, it was the e-ink keyboard, and the back of the keys would change based on the orientation. Did you ever see those?
No.
Oh, my brother had one. The hinge was very bad. It broke really bad.
I think I've seen one of those.
Well, Samsung has a lot of problems with hinges. Whether they fold their phones in half or they flip out
But the idea that keyboard, like, I really wanted a phone like that. It was cool. But the way the keys felt was very weird because they were kind of like a soft rubbery.
Yeah.
Dimensions are 158.4 by 78.1 by 7.5 millimeters.
Nice.
Whatever that is in...
5.5 inches.
Oh, the screen size is 5.5 inches, yeah.
I calculated that in my brain.
Smart.
It's not at all on a sub on a bullet underneath it. No.
Nope.
No.
Not at all.
There you go. It's 5.5. I think I had the Nexus 6 was bigger than these.
Yeah, probably.
That was a nice one.
Screen's fine, though.
Of course, I also like... It's the biggest reason why I'm only slightly happy with Apple now.
Why?
Because they have 16-inch laptops.
Instead of 15?
Oh, I thought you were joking.
No, they're seriously coming out with 16-inch laptops.
I know that, but I thought you were, like, joking about that.
Well, it makes me not, you know... my laptop is 17 inches, and I still think it's too small.
I did it dumb. I wanted to turn down my headphones, so I tried to use my watch.
That's hilarious.
I've been using this too much. So, that's a thing to look forward to, Anna. If you get a watch that's more smart than a Fitbit, you'll get reliant on its features and then get mad whenever it doesn't work. Because it's not supposed to.
I'll need to look at the Samsung, see what that has in comparison.
They're pretty cool. You might like it.
I want to talk about this. We didn't talk about this last week.
Zombieland Double Tap?
Yeah.
What is that?
Zombieland Part 2.
You know, like, all the rules, like cardio, always buckle up.
It was Jesse Eisenberg.
I vaguely remember this. It's been a long time since I've seen Zombieland.
He's looking for Twinkies.
I do remember that part.
He likes brushing the girl's hair over
there. Why do you keep holding up your finger, like, telling me to wait?
He's telling us to be quiet.
Why?
Because he wants to show us something.
Okay. I quite enjoyed that.
All right.
That was good. I'm excited.
So did you ever see the first one?
Yeah, I did. I told you I did. It's just been a long time.
The best part, one of the best parts, is when there's, like, the little girl birthday party and they're all dressed up as like little princesses but they're zombies and they're like chasing them.
I forgot about that.
It's creepy.
Doesn't it start off with I'm not saying anything else.
What? I'm not gonna spoil a movie that's like 10 years old but
no,
they've made an Amazon TV show
that
about
hot girl comes to his apartment and then she's
I
like,
just wanted to make sure it was the same movie because I mix movies
she's
a lot.
She's like, some crazy guy bit me and then he wakes up and she's like a zombie and trying to kill him. Which is sad, because he thought he was going to get lucky.
Aw.
Poor Jesse. Or, what's his name? Not Tallahassee.
No, that's the...
Woody Harrelson's character's name. I forgot Jesse Eisenberg's name.
I forgot his name, too. Oh,
so, we'll talk about this, and then I want to talk about something else, too.
All right. After.
So, the T-Mobile Sprint merger is go.
Well, okay, mostly. Right now, they have to deal with a lot of lawsuits.
Really?
Yes.
Why?
Because people are still trying to stop it, and
interesting.
But if it does go, it is mostly approved because Dish Network is buying all the pay-as-you-go plans.
So they'll get Boost, just Boost, or other stuff too?
Well, they're going to get Sprint and T-Mobile's pay-as-you-go stuff, so T-Mobile will get Sprint's normal plans, but Dish gets to use the towers for 3 years.
And then what do they do after that?
Well, supposedly in 3 years, you know, they're a fairly decent company. So they're supposed to be able to build up their own, especially with the new technology coming around, which means...
Because like T-Mobile, like 5 to 6 years ago, lost a bunch of towers because they lost out on they had a contract with another company.
Mm-hmm.
And then it fell through. So they lost a lot of towers.
Well,
so I'm wondering if the same thing will happen.
The government thinks that, you know, three major players is better. There are three major players plus Dish Network is enough to justify not having four major players.
It could. As long as there's no colluding.
Yeah. In 3 years,
is
that
possible.
Might change.
There could be a lot of colluding.
Yeah. And also small companies could just come up because of stuff like that, especially with 5G and more fiber being put in places and all these other things. So there could be, in 3 to 5 years, there could be a lot of technology change.
And there's also a lot of, like, little companies, but they are using the same towers. They're just buying the extra space, I guess. as it were.
I know who will replace it.
Who?
The light. We'll just use light.
Li-Fi.
No Li-Fi. It has to be line of sight. That's worse than 5G.
It only works when the sun's up.
That would be really good.
Actually, it would work more if
that's
the sun
eliminate
wasn't
a lot of problems I've had lately. Just kidding.
Solar powered cell phones.
They exist now.
They do?
Yeah, you just get a case that has a solar panel on the back.
I'm not saying charging it.
I know.
I'm talking about that's how you make your phone calls and text.
You have to go outside to use it.
Like the old days.
Or at least close to a window.
Like the old days.
Like, so sometimes windows were a problem too. Just like with 5G in America is going to be here soon. Unless you're on T-Mobile.
Unless you're AT&T and it's already here.
They're 5G to Verizon's, and AT&T's and Sprint's whatever they have.
I was making a joke of their 5G.
I know. Their 5G is... Okay, AT&T has 5GE, which is high-end 4G. They're lying to their customers.
That's fun.
It's the same thing they did with the 4G.
Yes.
They literally just pushed out an update to all the iPhones and was like, hey, replace the 3G icon with a 4G icon. Cool, thank you.
Yeah.
And I'm really actually kind of mad at the Apple that they let them do that. So
the reason I was saying T-Mobile has a chance because they're using low bandwidth. Mm-hmm. While everyone's using high bandwidth,
mm-hmm.
which means Verizon and AT&T are going to have to be on 5G. It's every 300 feet line of sight, uninterrupted, to have a full 5G. So literally, you walk around a building, you go in the shade, you stand next to the window, a window will block your 5G.
So what about T-Mobile?
T-Mobile has low band, which actually low band transmits through walls.
So why did they go with high band?
Don't know why. That's okay. Something that everyone's complaining about. And
interesting.
Verizon is like, we're Verizon. What are you going to do? We're the best.
I don't like
can
that.
You
actually.
Me now?
Yeah. Like the customer service is a different story.
I know you don't like their service.
I absolutely despise their customer service.
You had a very bad time.
Yeah, when they have to get the last words, and their last words are, "We'll see you when you come. Oh, we'll see you when you come back."
I'm not coming back.
Yeah, I'm like,
joke's on you.
Wow.
Well, I think you were thinking about it before, but when they said that, like that was the
There was no
literal nail in the coffin.
There was no hate towards them. I was literally changing because of price and stuff. I was like, no problems. And then he just had to like be mean about it. I'm like, there was no hate, and you just made it. You went from zero to dead.
I like T-Mobile.
I wanted to switch to them. I tried yesterday, but I didn't like the way they were advertising their prices.
Yeah.
They make it seem like it's going to be $30 a month. That's if you have four lines.
Yeah.
I know it specifically says that on there, but it's in very small print.
Yeah.
And so it made me mad, so I'm going to go to Google Fi.
I just had them forever.
Like, I like them as a company. They're a good company. The whole point of me switching right now was to get a lower bill, and it would have been the same price as AT&T. Mm. So.
I get really good service, like, in big cities with T-Mobile, but not so much, like, rural areas.
So that's where the low band comes in really well, mm-hmm. is it will transmit further. You might not have the as high of speeds for your 4G or LTE. But it will at least you can get text, calls, and your data works. It might not be as fast.
Yeah, it
works. It's not the greatest, but it works.
That's true.
So what did you want to talk about?
Oh, someone watched The Expanse.
Oh.
What did you think of it?
Well, I just watched the first episode.
Yes, but
you there was more.
That's still a 50-minute investment.
Yes, there was more swearing than I thought there was going to
be. Oh, my bad.
No, just because... I didn't know sci-fi, you could swear.
Oh, I see. Was like sci-fi, the channel.
Was the first season sci-fis?
No, all of them have been sci-fis except for the newest one that hasn't out yet.
It's interesting. They introduce so many characters that I'm like, wait, who are they talking about? And I'm really confused as to who's good
and who's not. It'll be like that for a long time.
But
that's why I like it.
There's a character or an actor, I don't know what his name is, but he was in Sky High. He's really good looking.
Yeah.
So I liked it.
Who is it?
I don't know what his name is in the show.
Remember, we already crossed that.
Huh?
We already explained that. She doesn't know any of the characters.
I know, but I mean,
He has dark brown curly hair, and he seems like he's in charge of the ship that's like...
The Mars ship?
Yeah, the one that's like...
Oh, I know who you're talking about.
They changed the name of it.
Does he have like a Texas accent? Like a drawl? Or a southern drawl?
That's him right there in that picture.
Which one?
That video.
He keeps scrolling down.
Yes.
Oh, him?
Steven Strait.
Okay, then that's... His name's Holden in the show. Or Jim Holden. That was me. I thought you were talking about him.
No.
They both have curly brown hair, though.
Oh, yeah.
And so, Steven, you're talking about Cass. Or the character name is Jim or Alex.
They're both really good characters, though. Like, really good. I really like this show. I think it's my...
I liked it. I'm going to watch it again. I just didn't realize that they could swear. So I was, like, kind of surprised. Which, there's nothing wrong with swearing.
Oh, he's a good... I like him, too. He's a good character.
He hasn't been in it yet.
No. He shows up later.
Okay.
He's only been in 27 of the episodes.
Oh, Thomas Jane.
Like, the last season that's available right now, season 3.
Yeah.
He's really good in it.
What other show? Is he in an HBO or, like, Cinemax or something where he
so he's been
sells
in a few
himself?
Things. So he's been in a few things. One is he was the Punisher for, way back when. Not the modern Netflix. And he was in a Showtime show called Hung.
Yes, that's it. I never watched it, but he's apparently...
What kind of Hung?
The one you're thinking of.
Oh, gosh.
And he gives his services.
Got it.
There's a lot of people... Her voice is so amazing.
Oh, she's a good character, too.
Like, okay, it's just that, all that good. Lady's name. We're just going to stick with that, because I'm not even going to try to butcher that.
No. Her name in the show is Christian.
Okay.
Because it says
it's
it right
an
there.
Interesting spelling,
Chris
too.
Yeah, it is.
Jen.
Yeah, Christian.
Christian.
Hmm. Not Kristen. Christian.
All right.
Oh, it's just a good show.
I don't know. I'm currently...
I might rewatch it.
...in the middle of HBO's Euphoria. It has the girl that plays MJ from the new Spider-Man. You know the new Spider-Man? Far From Home?
I like that girl.
Yeah.
What's her name?
That's oh, man, this actress. Has come up, like, a lot this week. That character.
I feel like I'm going to... It's something...
It's only a first name. That's all she is. She's a single name. And it is Zendaya.
Yeah.
Like, she only has one name?
That is her name, Zendaya.
She's in The Greatest Showman.
Yeah.
And I feel like her and Zac Efron should be together in real life because they're so beautiful together.
I haven't watched
Did
that
you
yet.
Click on her?
The Greatest Showman?
Yeah.
Oh, it's so good.
I haven't seen it either.
My daughter's in love with Tom Holland. She wants to be with him.
But, all right, so Euphoria, though, she's like a recovering drug addict.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, you were telling me about that.
Didn't she start out on Disney?
Let's see. She was. How many things did I say I figured out? 42 things.
Yeah, and she's not even that old.
And I do believe...
She's freaking gorgeous.
Bella, Thor, and Zendaya, watch me. It's a short video. Good luck,
Good
Charlie.
Luck, Charlie.
That's what it is. That's
it. Is it Disney stuff?
Yeah.
I think you're right. So in Euphoria, she reminds me of Johnny Depp in Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas. There's just a few scenes I'm like, yes.
Maybe that's her inspiration.
I could totally see that.
Could be.
Are we not going to talk about It?
It.
What about It? This 2. Is it It 2?
It 2.
Was that released or
It's coming
announced
out.
Too?
It Part 2.
I won't watch it.
Why
Did you
not
see the first one?
I don't like scary movies.
I don't
it's not
either.
Scary.
I don't
I
like
so
thriller.
Scared.
No.
I was scared during
I don't,
the first
so,
one.
I don't like
a thriller.
No, that's the part I don't like.
Why?
Because I don't
Jump
like
scares?
Dramas. No, because like
he
it has
like
to do
suspense.
With that. I don't like suspense. Like if I know something's going to happen, I'm going to look away or freak out or just start like, I don't like it.
See, I don't like gore. I'm going to pick
yeah,
horror
I don't
movies.
Like gore either.
No, like gore,
don't, gore
no.
doesn't bother me.
Gore, no.
That's why I've never seen The Purge, because I just don't want to... Aren't they pretty gory?
I don't know.
Oh, you probably never seen
I've
them
never
they're
seen
gory.
No, like, I don't know.
The only version of The Purge I've seen was when Rick and Morty did it.
Oh, of course.
I think Quentin Tarantino sometimes gets a little bit on me
like,
a few times. But it's almost comical.
Yeah.
Like his latest one, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. OMG. That's one that's a long movie. It's a really long movie, but it's really good.
Good.
How long is a long movie?
I think it's like 3 hours.
Oh.
And it the credits...
That's child's play at this point.
I don't... The credits, there's stuff during the credits, there's stuff after the credits, but the credits just go through, and you don't even realize how fast the credits... Like, they're done suddenly, and they're like...
That's crazy.
Yeah. But it...
We
it,
should take Anthony to see it.
I'll be sick that day.
Don't worry. We'll bring it to you.
You have to see... So it's them as grown-ups. And so you have to, it's funny to see the characters that they chose to play each kid.
Yeah.
I don't know the names of the kids, here's but the chubby kid turns into like the hot guy.
Here's what's going to happen. I'm going to go to the movie. And so let's say.
Close your eyes the whole time.
Let's say it's an hour and a half long. I will be looking right for probably an hour and 20 minutes of that. I'll try it. I'll do it.
But freaking, what's his name? Finn Wolfhard is in it. He's so cute.
So the guy who plays Pennywise.
Bill Skarsgård?
Yes.
He's a family full of celebrities.
So did you see his other Stephen King show that he did?
No.
So he was on the Stephen King show. Oh, come on.
Yay, auto-playing stuff.
Yes.
If you were on Firefox, that wouldn't happen.
He was on Castle Rock.
We're not sponsored
Rock.
By Firefox.
He was Castle on Castle Rock. Rock.
Really?
He was the...
Yeah. I didn't watch Castle Rock. What? What did you just... Yeah, Castle Rock.
What was that other show that he was in that was really creepy?
I know there's quite a few, probably.
There's a lot of creepy shows.
He just kind
of
has a creepy face.
Go back to it. Go back to his...
Oh, and also
he was
don't
like a vampire or something.
He was a vampire?
Maybe.
Deadpool?
Oh, yes.
I'm kidding.
Is that Geist?
It's Hemlock Grove.
The same thing happened again.
Hemlock Grove is what it was.
Oh, really?
Oh.
I never finished that one.
I
watched a little bit of that one.
Yeah.
Coming back to it, but never got into it.
Simple Simon.
All right. We've gone over, though.
No.
We should probably end things.
Nah.
Famous last words. I'm going to go last this time.
I'm excited to get a new watch for my birthday.
I'm excited that Ted's going to buy her a new watch for her birthday, and I don't have to.
I'm excited that the Apple Watch ECG is cool, or something like that. I don't know. And are we going to hear the purple ping pong ball joke this time?
No, but I remember I did order a chicken and egg from Amazon.
Oh, yeah.
And I can tell you which one showed up.
Oh, yeah?
But you have to go to patreon.com/geeksrewired and listen to the end of the episode on that one.